This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day visit to Fiji, was conferred with the Companion of the Order of Fiji, the highest honour of the country by the President of Fiji. President Murmu addressed the Fijian Parliament, where she recalled the 75 years diplomatic association between the countries. President Draupadi Murmu presided over the community reception with Indian community and friends of India in Suva, the capital city of Fiji. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said that she feels at home in Fiji and expressed happiness to see Indian origin people keep their culture and values intact. President Murmu said that she is happy to know that Girmit Divas is a holiday and also that Hindi is an official language in Fiji. She said that Indian diaspora in Fiji has significantly contributed to the development of Fiji and the Pacific region. She said that India and Fiji share historic ties and in the current context must work together to voice the concerns of Global South. President Murmu is on a two-day state visit to the Pacific Island nation. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has said that an interim government will be formed after dissolving the parliament. He said this during a meeting with the leaders of various political parties and civil society representatives at Banga Bhavan in Dhaka in the presence of the chief of three forces. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and left the country in a military aircraft yesterday. Army stepped in to fill the power vacuum. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the issue of Bangladesh. During the meeting in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefed the leaders on the issue. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda were present in the meeting. Leader of Opposition Lok Sabha Leader Rahul Gandhi, TMC Leader Sudeep Bandopadhyay, NCP SP Leader Supriya Sule, RJD leader Meesa Bharati, SP leader Professor Ram Gopal Yadav and TR Balu of DMK were among the opposition leaders who were present in the meeting. Union Minister and JDU leader Lalan Singh, Union Minister and JDS leader HD Kumaraswamy, Union Minister and TDP leader Ram Mohan Naidu and LJPR leader Arun Bharati also attended the meeting. India will host the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Business Summit starting today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the three-day business summit along with keynote addresses from Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal and other leaders. The event will also feature several ministers of the BIMSTEC member states along with high-ranking government officials, policy makers, entrepreneurs and industry associations. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, from today in Sular, Tamil Nadu. In the exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircrafts. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. In Kerala, the authorities today began search for more bodies at the Sunrise Valley area of Suchipura in Wayanad this morning. As the terrain is inaccessible, a 12-member team comprising two trained forest officials, four members of the Special Operations Group and six army men were airdropped in the area. A helicopter has been kept ready to bring bodies found in the region. Meanwhile, 40 teams comprising 1,300 strong army personnel and over 1,000 volunteers are continuing search operations in the region for the eighth day today. In the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in hockey, athletics, table tennis and wrestling events today. In hockey, the Indian men's team will take on Germany today at the Wisdir Manor Stadium for a place in the final. The semi-final match will start at 10:30 p.m. IST. Defending champion and India's biggest hope for a gold medal, Neeraj Chopra, will be launching his campaign in the men's javelin throw today. He will be in action in qualification group B at 3:20 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.